off and running with sports. Let's bring in Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you feeling this morning?
A little better than yesterday, but still not 100% yet.
Yeah, people say it takes like 4 to 5 days to shake off the this it's not the flu, but whatever it is that's going around, this bug that's going around. So hydrate, Mike. You know, when like when you're playing sports, hydrate.
Yeah, I'm doing all that.
Hydrate. I hate that word, but my doctors keep telling me I have to drink 64 ounces of water a day.
I drink a lot of water.
I ask them if I can, if it counts, if I can mix that with scotch.
No, that ain't going to work.
That's what I've been told. It's not the same thing, they say.
No.
In sports, the Bucks and Cardinals have swapped their positions in the NFL draft, if anybody cares, because that was part of the Bruce Arians deal, leaving the Cardinals.
The Cardinals are going to need a lot more than that.
Yes,
they hired a guy who has a sub-500 college record.
Well,
and I think the reason why they hired him was because he was Mahomes' coach. Well, let's face it, you or I or Abbott or Costello could have been Mahomes' coach in college, and he would have been the player he is.
Yeah.
I don't know what the heck the Cardinals are doing. And the Bucks, they went with Bruce Arians, and he's getting all his guys back and doing the same thing in Tampa. But didn't this guy get fired in Arizona? So what makes you, it's the same old story. What makes you think he's going to be better here? I don't know.
You know, there's a great opinion piece, by the way, speaking about football, by Nancy Armour of USA Today. Everybody except Trevor Lawrence making money off his Clemson career already. And what's great about it, you know, it says that because of the attention he's brought to the team, and of course the team beating Alabama, three out of the last four. Millions of dollars have been made by already the ACC on him and the NCAA. And, of course, this kid doesn't get anything. Yeah, he gets his education, which is worth about $100,000, okay? $150,000. And that's if he stays all 4 years. But the NCAA takes too much of the money from this stuff. They really do, Mike. They just make money off these kids left and right.
Hey, if you don't like it, don't do it.
I don't mind the schools making money, okay, because they can put it back into the schools. But what does the NCAA spend it on?
Who knows?
Obviously not referee school.
They spend it on keeping Notre Dame's program out of suspension. That's what they spend.
No, that's what I mean. It goes to all the wrong. It seems like it goes mostly to the wrong places. But anyway, I really like this Clemson team.
College athletes can't get paid. Period. End of story.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But there's got to be the NCAA. A bunch of guys sitting up in a high tower shouldn't.
Well, this just tells you how dysfunctional the NCAA is. Every sport in the NCAA has a playoff system except their most publicized sport, football.
Football, yeah.
That tells you the status of the NCAA. They're a bunch of morons.
Yeah, and I guess that's what I'm trying to point out.
I said it. Let's go back to the NCAA for some more moronic, and college football for some more moronic moves. I'm probably going to get in trouble here. But the University of Houston signed Dana Holgerson to be their coach. Yes, folks, Dana, a woman's name, and it is a woman. This just sets the University of Houston up for failure because there's going to be so many negative stories coming out about this. First of all, I want to know, how does this woman function in the locker room? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, well, you're right. I mean, obviously, her assistant coaches are going to have to handle most of that load, and can't, you know, in the immediate aftermath of games and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, no, it's going to be a bumpy road.
There's a bumpy road?
Yeah.
How about the Ho Chi Minh Trail? Why would a college do something so stupid?
Because times are changing. I don't know.
Yeah, times are changing. Okay. All right. Well, that's all fine and well.
I'm not saying that's a correct reason. I'm just saying times are changing, and I guess there's always got to be a first.
Well, like I think who said it? Was it Reggie Jackson or said it or something like that? No, it was Catfish Hunter that said it. I guess Ms. Holgerson's going to find out what Catfish Hunter said about 30 or 40 years ago. She's going to find out that all men are not created equal.
I'm laughing because when I was a kid, I found that out. My dad brought me in the locker room once of professional athletes.
Catfish Hunter said it, folks, not me.
I think it was like 4 or 5 years old, and I was simply to put amazed.
Yeah, I mean, this is a losing proposition for Houston. If they wanted to rejuvenate the circus, they could have done it. They didn't need to do this. This is a failure before it starts.
All right, where else are we?
Speaking about failures before they start, the Knicks, the Rangers, the Islanders, and the Devils. If you took a four, I'll take a little bit out of Warner Wolf's book right now. If you took a four-team parlay and bet against all the New York teams, you won. They all lost last night.
That's New York sports.
Hey, I hear Connecticut's getting gambling.
It is.
That's what I hear.
Well, you know, it's got to get money from someplace.
Why not?
I mean, all we have is the casinos, and they're only paying like a $40 million. So, I think, I think it's absolutely correct. You've got the casinos already built in. And you've got an empty Hi-Li center that got, you know, you've got a lot of places in Connecticut that can be turned into these gambling centers, and people will make money. I mean, the state will make money.
Hi-Li's dead up there?
Oh, it died a long time ago. The minute the casinos opened up, Hi-Li died.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The minute the casinos opened up, Hi-Li just went gone.
Wow.
Yeah. But there's...
Somebody asked me that the other day, and I said, you know what? I really don't know.
Yeah, it's gone. But, it's ripe. I mean, the next... I said all along, if I was going to run for governor in a state that's as broke as Connecticut, no matter who I ticked off, I'd do three things. A, I'd legalize sports betting. B, on the toll roads that run north and south, I mean on the highways that run east and west and north and south, and everybody use it just goes through Connecticut to get other places, I'd put tolls. And C, I'd have the state sell marijuana. Those three things will bring in a lot of money.
Well, selling marijuana is going to raise the insurance for automobiles, that's for sure.
It certainly will, but...
Just like the people that bang the pot in Florida saying, oh, we got to outlaw dog racing. It's bad for the dogs. Awesome. Guess what's going to happen to all those dogs, folks? Everybody that thinks they have the cure, they don't look at the ramifications for the cure.
But then the fourth thing I do on top of all that... is I'd make deals with big companies to come in and give them like 15, 20-year tax-free things.
How about cutting out all the assistance to all these people that abuse drugs and just lock them in a room and say, here you go, take the hard cure? That'll put some money back in the coffers, wouldn't it?
Not enough.
Sure it would.
Yeah, you don't understand how bad things are in Connecticut financially.
You're talking to somebody that lives in New Jersey, the number one state for exodus.
No, Connecticut, I thought, was.
No. New Jersey, they wear the crown.
Well, we're right there with you.
Governor McMurphy McCheese made sure that we got that back.
We're right there with you on that, though, here in Connecticut.
Yeah, stop all of these meaningless programs and put that money back in the pot. That'll help instead of taking money out of people's pocket.
You see where C. Sabathia had a blockage in one artery to his heart?
Well, you know, when you eat a bucket of chicken a day, it's not going to clear your heart up.
So it's all cleared out, and he's all set. He's been given the permission to go.
He's going to go where? To the feeding table?
So right now...
There's a bet for us. Let's get a legitimate weigh-in. C.C. Sabathia, over or under 300?
Under, I say.
No way.
All right.
No way.
So it's Severino, Tanaka, Paxton, Happ, and C.C. Sabathia right now. And they still got Sonny Gray hanging around.
And they still won't win.
Oh, gosh.
He's the bath here. Right. What's going to come first? Is he going to keel over, or is he going to collect Social Security and still wear pinstripes?
Social Security and still wear pinstripes.
Yeah, he'll still be pitching when he's 87.
That's right. All right.
Hey, weighing in at 422 pounds in Tampa.
In this corner.
To start the season, we got Chocolate Chip Sabathia.
I love CC. I'm sorry. I love him. I love the guy.
He's a punk.
Nah, he's not a punk.
He's a punk. He starts yelling at the other team. He wouldn't be yelling at the other team if he had to get up with a bat in his hand. I'm a pitcher, and I believe in enforcement, but you don't mouth off to the other team. Right. That's where you draw the line. Especially if you don't get up.
All right. Well,
if you get up and take your medicine, that's another story.
All right. So now your job for tomorrow is to come up with some interesting sports stories.
Oh, I'm sure I'll find something. I'm sure I'll find some maniac doing something somewhere.
Because right now we're in the doldrums in the middle of the week here.
Well, we're in the doldrums, but you still got the Jets to fall on. You got Mike McCarthy basically on his knees begging the Jets to hire him. And the Jets are playing hardball with them. What a bunch of buffoons.
It's amazing. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
What a bunch of losers. Who's worse? I mean, like we say all the time, you got the Mets, the Jets, and the Knicks. What other major city has bigger dog and pony shows than these guys?
I know. And they're in the biggest sports market of the country. You're right.
If somebody could explain to me, give me one good reason why the Jets shouldn't sign Mike McCarthy, not why Mike McCarthy shouldn't sign with the Jets, please let me know.
I agree with you 100%.
Please let me. I mean, I think McCarthy needs to take a drug test because he wants to coach the Jets. It's not the other way around. It's unbelievable, man. Really unbelievable.
All right. We'll check with you tomorrow. I'll keep getting better.
Oh, I'm trying.
All right.
Hydrate.
That's it. Hydrate, Mike. Hydrate.
I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Cozzi with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.